So my name is Paula McSteen. I'm an associate professor at the University of Missouri in the Division of Biological Sciences, and I'm a researcher at the Bond Life Sciences Center.
Very good. And I understand that you have done some research in boron deficiency that could be a potential breakthrough for corn. And just kind of give us the background of why you started this research, and then just kind of walk us through it.
Okay, so Missouri and the entire eastern half of the country have boron deficient soils. And we stumbled into this discovery through our research on corn. We were interested in understanding how corn grows, how the tassels and ear grow. And what we discovered is that boron plays a critical role in that.
And what exactly is boron?
So boron is an essential micronutrient for people and for plants. And so what we discovered is that boron really is important for enabling the growing plant parts. So I'll say that again. Boron enables the growing points of the plant to keep growing. And so it was already previously known that boron deficiency causes reduced yield. But what we discovered was why it causes reduced yield, and that is that it is required for the growing points. So the implication for farmers is that they need to apply boron early on in development so that they can correct this boron deficiency when the boron is needed.
If I could go back a little further, do scientists know why the eastern half of the U.S. is boron deficient?
And this is due to the soils in the eastern half of the United States and also due to the rain levels. So if there's a very wet environment, then the boron basically washes out of the soil. While in arid environments such as Australia, you actually have the opposite problem, which is boron toxicity. So boron naturally occurs in the soil, but the levels depend on the amount of water available. So arid conditions have boron toxicity and more wet conditions have boron deficiency. Did I say that the right way around? So arid conditions have boron toxicity, while more wet conditions have boron deficiency.
Yes, yes, very good. Okay, so your research has led to a finding that, you know, if by applying this prior to planting, or at what point in the planting or growing season should it be applied?
So most farmers will apply fertilizers before they plant. So they'll test their soils before they plant to see what needs to be applied, and then they'll apply it at that time. But you can also apply boron later on through either foliar application or through soil application. So what we discovered is that it's really needed while the tassel, that's the male parts of the plant, are growing. That's about 2 weeks old, and while the ear is developing, which is about 5 weeks old. So really early on in the growing season, maybe you need testing to make sure that that's what the amount that's required.
Okay. And so then let's talk about the scenario. If that isn't done, then what sort of difference or yield loss might a farmer see in their corn crop?
Absolutely, yes. It's absolutely causes reduced yield. It limits the number of kernels that can be made in the first place. So the kernels on the ear are what are harvested. That's the essential part of yield. And so if you have less boron, you have less kernels. And if you apply boron at the right levels, then you will absolutely have more yield.
Well, it certainly sounds like a simple fix. Although I don't know, you know, like is boron in a fertilizer mix? Is it something that you have to add separately? Is it an extra, large expense for a farmer?
Boron is not that expensive, actually. I think that the biggest issue is that the test is an additional test. So when farmers are testing their soil, they don't always test that the boron is missing. And so that's an additional test that should be performed. So that's where the expense comes in, is that additional test. And they can't just apply boron, you know, just in case, because if you have too much boron, then it's boron toxicity occurs. So I think what really needs to be done is that farmers need to be testing for boron deficiency and knowing which of their fields have the most deficiency and how much boron should be applied in order to correct that deficiency.
Okay, and is it something that you recommend be done every single year, or can you supplement with boron and then expect that to last for a couple of years?
No, the boron will wash out of the soil, so it needs to be tested every year.
It sounds like you covered it really well. Is there anything you would recommend to farmers that you haven't already mentioned already, or anything else you'd like to add?
So what I'd like to add is from a scientific point of view, this was a new discovery because people who study development don't normally work on nutrition. So that was the new discovery that was made. And for farmers, I think the important thing is to be aware that the entire eastern half of the country is boron deficient and to make sure to be testing their soils every year and applying the correct amount of boron in order to get the maximum amount of yield to what they call it maximizing their yield potential.
Okay. I want to ask you, where does boron come from? Do they harvest it, so to speak, in the West?
You mine it. Yes, it's mined. Borax is another name for it. It's actually found in laundry detergents. It's actually quite widespread in the soil and the rain. It's mined, but it's not an expensive additive to fertilizer. Easily applied.